Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rav Osa. I think this daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Vav, and we're here at the top of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph by Ravashi Amar, two lines in. And again, our shir is B'schus Refu Shalom for Namimi Ravash Shan Rav Karezel, and for Shir Rabas Dvorah Leah. We are here at the after talking about a brisa. Again, we had the brisa had mentioned on Kuf Hey Amud Beis, and if someone comes home on Motzei Shabbos. So he say, makes yayin al ma'or al b'sam al ma'or avdala, right? He makes the makes avdala according to Beis Shammai, as we pointed out, according to this brisa. V'im inlo elikos echa manicho al achar amazon mishal shen kulam acharav, right? And if he only has one cup, you kind of wait until you eat, let's say, malav malka, and then you do benching, and then you do avdala together. So the brisa, the Gemara had then, excuse me, listed eight things that we learned from this. I think it's eight things, if I'm not mistaken. The eighth thing that we learned from this brisa. So now Rav Ashi is going to point out that two of the things that we mentioned, namely that tamo pagamo, that if you taste the cup of wine, that pagum that makes the rest of the cup pagum, you're not allowed to use that for kiddush or avdala anymore, and that the kos shel bracha tzarach shir, that the kos shel bracha, right, there's a minimum shir for a kos shel bracha, right? Because otherwise, obviously, there'd be no such thing as having two. And not having enough wine for one cup, right? If you, by definition, if you don't have enough wine for both cups, that implies that there's a minimum shear, because otherwise you could just kind of, you know, take a little sip, take a little nothing, that would be enough. So Ravashi says, Tamo pagamo v'koshal bracha tzarech shear chad amilsa. He says, actually, that's the same thing. Those are not two different cups, two different halachas that we learned from here. That's actually the same halacha, meaning the reason that it's no good is because you're going to taste it. That you're dealing with a case where you have a revius of wine and you're going to drink a little bit, right? That you have to drink some. And tamo pagamo, then if you drink a little bit, it's going to be pagum, not because drinking or tasting the wine messes up a cup of wine, but because you're going to have less than a shear. Right? And that's exactly what Rav Ashi says. Again, not how I understood yesterday. We understood yesterday that any cup of wine, no matter how big it is, if you taste it, it is now pagum and it is no good. You can no longer use it for kiddush again. And then we had, obviously, there's a minimum shear. But Rav Ashi said it's the same thing. So let's read in the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar Tamo Pagamo V'Kosher Bracha Tzarech Shear Echad Amilzehi V'Hachi Kamar. This is what we mean to say. My time at Tamo Pagamo, why, what is the reason that if you taste this specific cup of wine, you will pugam it, you'll make it no good for it to use for another mitzvah, right? If you use it for Avdala, you're no longer going to be able to use it for Birkas Amazon. Because this cup requires a minimum shear, and if you taste it, you will have less than a revius. So that's why you can no longer use it for a Birkas HaMazon afterwards. Okay, that's Rav Ashi Shita. Rav Yitzchak bar Idi kap et achatzva begima. Now we're going to bring a couple of examples of Rabbanim who were careful about using wine that was pogum. Here is Rav Yaakov bar Idi was pogum, was careful not to use a This is a bottle of wine that was pagum. If someone already drank from the bottle of wine, he would bring another bottle of wine. Ravidi bar Shisha kapid akasa pagima. Ravidi bar Shisha was careful about a cup that had been used already. He wouldn't use that again. Mar bar Ravashi kapid afilu achavita pagimta. Achavis is a barrel of wine. He wouldn't make kiddush right, if they had already opened the barrel of wine. That's already obviously a more extreme shita. The Rashbam points out that we're not talking about huge barrels of wine. We're talking about chavios ketana, small barrels, right? But not a big barrel for sure. He wouldn't be makbid. And just in terms of halacha lemaisa, just quickly, so we are if a person, let's say, has some wine left over in a cup, so Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you pour in more wine, so that will enable you to use the cup of wine that has been left over. So again, if for whatever reason you run into that issue, so just add some wine. From a bottle or for whatever that has not yet been used for kiddush, and then you can use the leftovers. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Our rabbis taught us. Zachar Zom Shabbos Lakacho, famous pasuk, tells us that Zachreu Al Hayayin. You should remember Shabbos with wine. Right, we should make kiddush. Ainli Ela Bayom. The Gemara originally assumes that this pasuk is telling me that you have to make kiddush during the day. Right, that teaches me Zachar Yom HaShabbos, right? Okay, Lakacho, right? Make kiddush during the day. But Laila Binayin, how do you know that you have to make kiddush at night? Tamal Omar, Zachar Yom HaShabbos, Lakacho. You have to remember the day of Shabbos and make it holy. Now, obviously, if you've been paying attention, that's the same pasuk. So, what's going on over here? The Gemara is going to say, Balayla Minayin? What do you mean? At night, where do you make Kiddush? Or how do you know you make Kiddush? Adrava, the opposite is true, right? If we mentioned yesterday, if you remember, that the Kiddush that we make at night, that's the Delreisa. And the question is whether, you know, and we assume that Kiddush during the day is Derabanan. But, or perhaps, you know, not the Iker Kiddush, right, if it is Delreisa. So, the Gemara says, Adrava, Iker Kiddush of Alaylo. Right, the whole idea of Kiddush, right, separating Shabbos and making it special when it comes in, that's what Rashi says, that's what the Rashbam points out, Rashi as well, but the Rashbam points out that the whole point of Kiddush is to make it special, Bichnis also, when it comes in. So the Iker Kiddush is at night. So what are you telling me, Balayla mi night? What are you talking about? Iker Kiddush, Balayla hu Kaddish, Kaddish Techilas Yoma by the Kiddusha. Because at the beginning of the day, you have to make a Kiddush, right? You have to declare Shabbos as Kiddusha at the beginning. So, Mesuba Laila Minayin, and you tell me where do you have to make Kiddush at night? So the Gemara says, Tamalomar Zochas Es Yom, right? Meaning, you have to make the what's it called? Zochas Es Yom. You have to make remember the day to be holy. Tanami Hadar Alai Lav Kadnasiv Lekra Deya Mama. Right? Meaning, the Pasuk is telling me, I'm so sorry. I mean, this is still the question. Vesu, and right, and furthermore, Belayla mi nayin tamalom rezochos yom, meaning, why did you tell me, right, the Gemara is still pointing out that the Brisa makes no sense, even though we kind of like said it beforehand. But meaning, first of all, the Iker Kiddush is at night. Second of all, the Brisa had said, how do you know that you make Kiddush at night, tamalom rezochos yom, right, but that's tanami hadar alayla v'kanasir lekra d'yamam. We asked about, how do you know you make Kiddush during the night, and then you say zochos yom, that pasuk is talking about the daytime. So the Gemara says, "Hachikamer." This is what it means to say, "Zochos on Shabbos the Kacho Zochreya LaYayin Bechnisaso." Right? That teaches me that implication is remember the Shabbos day to make it holy when it comes in Bechnisaso when it begins. So Einli Ela Balayla. So now I know that you have to make Kiddush at night. Beyom Minayin. How do you know that you have to make Kiddush during the day? Tamalom Zochos on Shabbos. Right? Bayom. Right? Meaning, make sure you remember the day of Shabbos during the day. Meaning, that's again the Yom Shabbos. The emphasis on the Yom. Right, that teaches me that you also have to make Kiddush during the day. Ma'im Mevarech, what do you say, right, during the daytime? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Borei Pri Hagafen. That's it. That's all I need to say. As the Rashbam points out over here, Borei Pri Hagafen. Amar Rav Yehuda. If you look at the second wide line at the bottom, right, Asoi Kasa Dechamra. You bring a cup of wine, Uvruche. Right, you make a bracha, Umashti. Right, and you drink it. Mishum Kavod Shabbos. How is that Kavod Shabbos? The Chalek being Midas Shabbos, the Midas Chol. Right, to split Shabbos and a Suda during the day, right? Most Sudas during the day, you're not just sitting there drinking wine. So when we make Kiddush, right, that's to separate the Suda on Shabbos from a regular Sudas Chol. Okay, so Rav Ashi Ikul and Mechosa, story time, Rav Ashi came to Mechosa and Amrulei the Kaddish Lanmar, Kiddusha Rabba. Right, they said to Rav Ashi, why don't you make Kiddusha Rabba? Why don't you make the great Kiddush? And it was daytime, so he wasn't sure exactly what to do. Because so they brought him a cup of wine, and Savar, my new Kiddusha Rabba. So Rav Ashi was wondering, what is this great Kiddush, right? Mistama, the great Kiddush, theoretically, should be at night. Right, Kiddusha Rabba, right? The original Kiddush, the OG Kiddush, is at nighttime. So now he's making Kiddush during the day. He was wondering what to do. He thought, Amar Michti. So let's see. Kol brachos kulam bar pregavim bereisha. Said Rimanav Shach, whether you make Kiddush at night, Kiddush during the day, you say bar pregavim during the day. You say bar pregavim first. So Amar bar pregavim. So what he did was he figured, all right, here I'll say bar pregavim the agid bay, and he kind of stretched it out and he delayed it. I mean, he was chazening up the bar pregavim and chazie, and he saw lahu saba the gochin v'shasi. He saw that there was a saba there who kind of jumped the gun. And was drinking already. So, meaning, so therefore he understood that Mistama, meaning, that was the only thing he needed to say. I mean, that's all he had to say. And Mistama, that was the minig in Mechosa. Rav Ashi didn't know if maybe they said more things. But he said Bari Priya Gafen, because Mimadav Shach, that comes first. Right, again, in our Kiddush, we say Psukim before Bari Priya Gafen. But the Iker Kiddush, when we say Hagafen, and then the Bracha that comes after Hagafen, right, that's the Iker Kiddush. So during the daytime, you don't have another bracha. So it's only Bar Pirag Ofen. So Rav Ashi said Bar Pirag Ofen. He looked around. He was like, Boy, day, pretty. And he saw that someone was already, you know, about to drink. So he realized, oh, that must be at the minhag here just to say Bar Pirag Ofen. Because if they were expecting another bracha afterwards, right, they would have waited. So therefore, Kari Nafshi, he said about himself, right, a chacham in a brosha, right, that's a pasuk in Koheles, right, that the person who is smart, his eyes are in his head, meaning he looked around and he was able to figure out the situation without embarrassing anybody. Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. The Rabbi Chiya said, Mishol hivdil b'motzei Shabbos, mavdav holech kol Shabbos kulo. A person is able to say Havdalah all week, right, if he didn't say on Motzei Shabbos. If he had Kama, how long is all week, right, what does that mean? What were they referring to? Amri b'zeira ad revi'i b'Shabbos. Until the fourth day, and as Rashbam points out, ad v'loa b'chlal, not including the fourth day. So up until Tuesday night, which is obviously Leil Revi'i, right, you can say Havdalah. So either Rabbi Zera was sitting in front of Rav Asi, or Rav Asi was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, but Vyasiv Kamar, and they were saying, L'inyan Gittin Chada B'Shabza Treyut Fasa Basar Shabza Arba V'Chamisha U'Mala Yoma Kamei Shabza. He was saying that the halacha is similar by Gittin. If for whatever reason a person is going to say, right, in a lot of these cases in Masechus Gittin, the person says, let's take the Rashbam's case over here, his discussion exactly what the case is, but Rashbam says, if you look at L'inyan Gittin, Im Amar La Harei Zekiteich HaManash Atiti Li Matayim Zuz Achar Shabbos. If the condition, for whatever reason is, this is your get, if you give me 200 zuz after Shabbos, or on the condition that you give me 200 zuz before Shabbos. So it's not only referring to before and after, it's also referring to those 3 days, right? The first 3 days of the week are shayach to the previous Shabbos, the last 3 days of the week are shayach to the next Shabbos, right? You see that's what is expressed here by Avdallah as well, right? And he said the halacha is similar by a get. If you make a stipulation, then the get will be valid if something happens before or after Shabbos. So after Shabbos consists of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and before Shabbos also consists of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Idi, Avalo Ala Or. But you're not going to make, if you make, as the Rashbam explains, if you make Havdalah during the week after Motzei Shabbos, you're not going to make the bracha on Bori Merei HaEsh, because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that's when fire was created, and so therefore you only make that bracha on Motzei Shabbos. The halacha, we also don't make the bracha on Besamim, again, because the Besamim is because the Neshama Yisera is leaving us, right? Obviously on Monday the Neshama Yisera is gone already, so there's no reason for a Besamim, so you just make the regular Havdalah, just like you would make on a Motzei Yom Tif, right? With just Bar Pirag Ofen and Hamavdil. Okay. Amar Rav Brona Amar Rav. Hanotel Yodav Lo Yikadesh. If for whatever reason a person is washed his hands first by accident and then realized he hadn't made Kiddush yet, so he should not make Kiddush. Right? He should not make Kiddush. He should, again, the implication is someone else should say Kiddush for him. That's what Rashbam explains. If you look at just the Rashi, to explain what's going on over here, the Kiddush mafsik be netilu l'achila. Because Kiddush mistama will be a hefsek. Right? When a person washes his hands in netilas yadayim, he should do hamotzi without a hefsek in the middle, and Kiddush will be a hefsek. And like a hesek adah. So you should have someone else say the Kiddush for him. It should be Yotze. Amar lehu Ravi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Akat lo nach nafshei derav shachinu d'shmaitse. Right? He said, 1 second. Rav is not passed away yet, and you're still forgetting, you're already forgetting his shailas. Right, Rav is already passed away, right? He still hasn't passed away yet, right? It was kind of like, don't forget the guy, the man's still alive, you're forgetting his teachings. Zinin Sagin have come in to commend the Rav, because sometimes we were in front of Rav, Zinin de Chaviva Alea Rifta, Mekadesh Arifta. When he was really hungry for bread, he would make Kiddush on bread. Zinin de Chaviva Alea Achamra, Mekadesh Achamra. When he really wanted wine, he would make Kiddush on wine. Apparently Rav held that it was better to make Kiddush on something that you really, really want. What do you see over there? But sometimes you make Kiddush on bread. Well, what's the procedure there? You wash your hands, you say Kiddush, and then you eat the bread. So apparently Rav says that it's not a hefsek. So that's what they were criticizing. Like, how could you forget Rav's Shita? Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Tom Eino Mekadesh. Another halacha, that if for whatever reason a person ate before Kiddush, you should not make Kiddush. Right? You should, right? Fascinating halacha, says the Rashbam, Im Achal, if you ate it before Kiddush, Lo Yochal Kol Laila, you shouldn't eat at night, all night, El Lamacha Kodim Suda. Right? You shouldn't eat until tomorrow, You shouldn't make Kiddush the entire night. And you should make Kiddush tomorrow morning. Apparently, we need there's a halacha that you should make Kiddush before you eat. And that should be the first thing you do. And to the point where if you ate before Kiddush by accident, then you shouldn't make Kiddush tomorrow morning. Fascinating. Well, what about Abdullah? Let's say a person eats before Abdullah. Should he make Abdullah? Can he not make Abdullah? Does he have to wait till Sunday morning? I say, meaning he hadn't heard from anybody, but I assume that Tam Mavdil, that no, it doesn't apply to Havdalah, that if you ate, that you should still make Havdalah. Ravasi Amar, but Ravasi says, Tam Enu Mavdil. If you ate something before Havdalah, you shouldn't make Havdalah until tomorrow morning again, because right, it's inappropriate, it's not appropriate, it's almost like a knaz, almost, that you treated this so lightly, you should do it tomorrow morning. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebei Ravasi. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba went to Ravasi's beis medrash and he shadli v'tayim midi. Right, he made a mistake. He forgot what he was doing and he ate something. So havalei kasa v'avdil. Then they brought him a kos, a cup of wine, and he made avdalah. So I'm related to Bisu. So Ravasi's wife said, "So v'hamar lo avdiyachi. What do you mean? You don't do this. That's not your din, right? What did Ravasi just say? Tam enom avdil. If whatever reason you forget and you eat before avdalah, you shouldn't make avdalah. You should wait till the next day." So Amarle'a, he said, Sir Ravasi said there, Shavki, leave him alone, because Karabi Svirle, he's holding like his Rebbe. Apparently his Rebbe was Rav Huna. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yosef said the name of Shmuel, Tom Enu Mekadesh, if someone eats something, he should not make Kiddush, Tom Enu Ma'avdil, and same thing applies by Avdala. For Rabba, Amar Rabba said, in the name of Rachman, Amar Shmuel, that actually Shmuel holds that Tom Mekadesh, or Tom Avdil, right, that actually Shmuel holds that if you eat something before Kiddush and Avdalah, by both of them, you still should say either one. And the Gemara, obviously, will discuss and try to figure out exactly what Shmuel said, but that's two opinions in the name of Shmuel, and the Gemara tomorrow, Mitzvah will kind of sort that out for us. Okay, we'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.